look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a poetry workshop with Jack Bedell this weekend at the Hilliard. Actually, he'll be giving a poetry reading first on Friday, November 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Hilliard. And then on Saturday, there will be a poetry workshop, 9 in the morning until 1 p.m. For more information, you can call the Hilliard. They also have an Eventbrite site to register for the poetry workshop. But all are invited to the poetry reading this Friday. Jack Bedell is the poet laureate, the new poet laureate of Louisiana. There will be a reading on Friday as well by Ernest Gaines. The Ernest J. Gaines Center is hosting a book talk with Ernest J. Gaines about his newest book called The Tragedy of Brady Sims. This event will be in Oliver Hall Auditorium on the UL campus. Oliver Hall is the computer science building. That will be 7 o'clock on Friday, November 10th. For further information, the Ernest Gaines Center has a Facebook page. Just go to Ernest Gaines Center on Facebook. The Acadiana Repertory Theater presents the final show of their 2017 season. It's by New Orleans playwright Logan Faust and called A Plague of Frogs. It opens on November 10th and will run through November 18th. Performances will be at Cité des Arts. For information, you can call Cité des Arts or go to Acadiana Rep's website or their Facebook page. The Iberia Parish Library and Friends of the Iberia Parish Library will hold their annual book sale, fall book sale, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the main library. For further information, you can call the main library in New Iberia or go to their website, iberialibrary.org. This weekend is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of things will be happening all weekend, and there will be a special parade for Downtown Alive. It's a lantern parade that will take place 5 o'clock near the children's area at the Children's Museum of Acadiana. You're invited to bring your children to make lanterns out of recycled plastic bottles to use in the lantern parade, and the parade is honoring the veterans from our community. On the Park International stage will be the a cappella group Filet. And Native American Culture Day will be taking place this weekend at Vermilionville. That will be November 12th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. All are invited to attend that event. Again, Second Saturday Art Walk is taking place in downtown Lafayette. There will be lots of galleries open. New exhibits will be open, and it should be lovely weather and a really nice time to enjoy downtown Lafayette as well as all of the artwork. And looking ahead to next week, UL Lafayette's traditional music program presents their Bluegrass to Blues concert on Wednesday, November 15th at 7:30. The Vermilion Express and the Ragin' Blues Band will be performing in Burke Hawthorne Theater on Hebron Boulevard, November 15th at 7:30. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their next concert, November 16th. That's a Thursday at the Hyman Center. It's called A Gershwin Spectacular. You can find out more about that by going to their website. Jambalaya the Musical will return to the Hyman Center November 16th. They did a developmental production of Jambalaya last year, and now that it is a fully formed musical, it has returned to let people see what they were involved with. And for more information, you can go to the Hyman Center website and find out more about tickets. And also next week on November 18th, Dr. Gerd Wüstemann, a classical guitarist and director of the ACA, will be joined by vocalist Sasha Massey in a performance of some of their favorite pieces. That performance is Saturday, November 18th at 7 in Cathedral Hall of the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Lafayette. Southern Screen Film Festival takes place November 16th through the 19th. For a complete listing of activities, you can go to southernscreen.org. Please stay with KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's La Vianera. At 8 o'clock, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Franco Mix. And at 10, it's Earthbeat. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.